It's Ken Bergen here, and welcome to the Hospo Reset podcast. Each episode, I explore trends, innovation, and smart thinking in the hospitality industry with a particular focus on restaurants, cafes, and food service. You'll find the show notes and links for today's episode on your podcast app and look for the link at the top of the hosporeset.com website. Don't forget to subscribe to the weekly Hospo Reset newsletter and connect with me on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Hey, it's Ken Bergen here from Hospo Reset. Great to be on another podcast. And today I want to talk about LinkedIn and using it more effectively for your own business and for your own personal profile. Whether you're a chef, restaurant manager, restaurant owner, cafe owner, barista, whatever, even someone who's starting out in the industry, let's put a little more effort into your LinkedIn profile, because I promise you, when people Google your name, your LinkedIn profile is going to be up the top of page one. And if it shows you've made almost no effort, well, people will judge things accordingly, but there's a lot of simple ways you can actually make it really stand out from the other people that they're looking at. So I want to go through some of these details. And if you go to the show notes, you'll see a link to a couple of articles I've got about this on the Hospo Reset website. Go through in more detail, but let's talk about some of the simple steps you can take. You may want to even listen to this while you're having a look at your LinkedIn profile, whether it's on your phone or on a laptop. So first up is, let's improve your LinkedIn profile overall. Then I want to talk about how you can connect with more people in the industry who are on LinkedIn, you know, as in, since, you know, good connections, not spammy ones. And the third part of this session, I want to talk about increasing your profile and influence on LinkedIn so people take you more seriously, because most people are there in a very passive way. Let's make you a little more active and a little more noticeable. So let's first up go on improving your LinkedIn profile. And first thing, of course, is to improve the photo. What's it like? Is it a selfie in bad lighting or a party shot where you crop the other people out? As if you still, can they still see the beer in your hand? It really needs to look businesslike. And, you know, phones with portrait mode in the camera now can take some really good shots. If your photo is not good enough, take one in kind of strong indirect light, avoid shadows. So I might be in a room facing a window so the light is on your face. Get someone to take it for you. Take a few and choose the best one. You know, adjust it a little bit with what you can do in the photo apps now. But yeah, don't worry about it too much, but it needs to look, you know, serious and business-like, not flirtatious or not like you're a party person, which is fine, but this is business. Also, up the top of your LinkedIn profile is a horizontal banner photo up the top. So don't just leave this as grey, which most people do. Use a favourite picture of hospitality or a travel location. It might be as favorite beach photo or mountains or something. It's just, again, another little symbol of who you are. Some people use this for a business banner with some text. That's okay. I personally prefer something a little bit more personal. And if you look at my profile on LinkedIn, you'll see I've got a picture of a beachside restaurant, which is a place that I really like going to. So the next thing to do is to update your headline. Now, a lot of people see this as where you put your job title, you know, executive chef or restaurant marketing manager. That's actually in another section called current position, because when you've logged into your LinkedIn profile and clicked on the little pencil that shows you, where you can go through and update this, you'll see. So current position is where you actually put, you know, head chef, but the headline is where you've got up to 120 characters. So write something more general, a little bit more expansive there. It might be head chef with 20 years experience in fine dining, gourmet catering, and casual bistros. So straight away, I've got a much stronger idea about you. And notice the number there. We know this person isn't just out of college 2 years ago. Or here's another one. Cafe owner and mad coffee enthusiast with 20 years of profitable experience. Straight away, we know what this person's on about. So yeah, I've got lots of examples you can have a look at. I'll have links for those in the show notes, where you can see lots of different examples that I've been collecting of headlines, but expand it and include a little hint at your passion and enthusiasm. I think that's really useful. Okay, so we got the headline fixed, we got the current position fixed. Now, the next thing is this about section, which I see most people just leave completely blank. It's actually called the summary in LinkedIn when you're doing editing. And this is not just a place to copy and paste your CV, but to show your enthusiasm for work, what you know about the industry, a bit of an outline of, you know, your career. And certainly there are other sections where you can talk about, you know, where you've worked before and your education. But this is where, see if you can do at least a paragraph. If you can do a couple more, that'd be good. And like all these things, you can keep changing them. It's like gardening, you know, you're weeding them, you're planting something fresh. Just keep updating that. And write this in the first person. So I have set up new food safety systems. That's first person, not she set up new food safety systems. That's what's called third person. First person is more personal and real, something that most people do, but sometimes you see it's like they're describing a stranger. And again, I've got more examples of those that you can talk about. I mentioned before about including numbers. And here's another example, another place where you can do that. So some numbers to add credibility, e.g., he supervised a team of 12 chefs serving more than 2,000 customers each week. Oh, great. Straight away I know this person knows busy. Or we took our annual sales from 1.5 million to 2.4 million in 18 months. Oh, straight away I know the size of the operation and that this person was working in a kind of growth situation. You can also add some personal details in here to round out your image. You know, volunteer with trainee baristas at the local refugee centre, or love renovating old houses in my spare time, or mad car enthusiast with Datsun sports cars, or training with my local team for the 2022 Hockey World Cup. Straight away, you see, we're getting a little bit more of an image of this person. So a lot of your summary will be about the work you do. And just think about, you know, talking about how you help people, how you help a business grow, how you help young people get on in the industry, how you help others learn the trade of making coffee or learning to cook or something like that. So don't stress about getting it all right on the first pass through. But you can keep improving that. And don't forget, friends are often better at helping you write about yourself. You know, it's something about writing about ourselves is sometimes a little bit difficult. So maybe do the first pass and see if someone else would help you expand it. The next thing is your contact details. So you'll want to make here the things that you're personal, that you're comfortable sharing. So it might be a personal or your business email, relevant phone number, especially if you want to be reached for business or career opportunities. Yeah, whatever you feel good at. I know males often feel a little more comfortable sharing more details than females, but don't make it hard for people. That's the point. You know, you've also got messaging available in LinkedIn, but that's only to people who you're directly you're connected with, which we'll talk about in a minute. Now, your experience, you can list all the jobs that you've done before. Again, don't forget to include some numbers. You know, you've got the dates, you've got the company names, and often when you write the company name, a logo will pop up and that'll link to the business's LinkedIn profile, you know, a business profile. So you might want to talk about, yeah, you ran a team of 12 people here, or you organized 3 offsite kitchens feeding 600 people. Yeah, but just one or two sentences is enough. You can add your education further down, and don't just leave it at school. If you've done a food safety certificate, or if you've done one of the free courses on LinkedIn or something like that, just share away. And any languages you speak, please add them. So important in hospitality to have those skills. So many people are only, like me, only speak one language. You can also include links to relevant websites or social media. If you're doing an Instagram account that's sort of following food trends, you can include that. Or maybe you're doing a blog, or maybe you've got a website, or there's a work website you want to include. They can be all included. And the other thing is to just check and update your privacy and security settings. So you'll see there'll be a little link, a little wheel to your where it says settings for your profile. And if you go into that, you'll be able to go through privacy, security, and just share as much as you're comfortable with. Share a little bit more open than possibly, you know, Facebook is where we lock our privacy down so strangers can't see anything what we're doing. But LinkedIn by definition really is open. So yeah, just have a look at that. But a few things you can change there. Like there's one, for example, that if I go looking at other people's profiles, I've got a setting that people can't see that I've been looking at their profiles. I'm not stalking them, but it's just something that I don't want others to see. It'll be set by default that people can see who's been looking at their profile. Okay, second major topic I want to talk about is connecting with more restaurant, cafe, or food service people, or whatever industry you're in. And once you've got a good profile, I think it's important to reach out and build your list of connections, because LinkedIn really is about connecting with people. And the search function in LinkedIn, even on the free version, and really the free version is all you need. I've used occasionally the paid version. I see no need for it for most people's business operations. But so in the search, you'll see you can do an advanced search, and that's where you can start to look for some cities. If you want to, say, connect with chefs in Newcastle, or you want to connect with restaurant owners in Perth or shopping centre managers in Brisbane, you can search for people there and start to build connections. Now, of course, you've got to, if you've got a free account, you've got to be connecting up with people who are second degree connections. If they're a third degree connection, it's a little more difficult. So what's a second degree? So if I'm connected with Bill already, any of Bill's friends he's connected with are second degree connections for me. So I can send them a connection request. But people who are connected to Bill and are connected to someone else, you see how that's a third degree? Not so easy, but just kind of start doing it little by little. And again, I've got another article in the website about how to add, you know, lots of connections on LinkedIn and how to start to build those. Just a few tips. Be fairly kind of methodical about reaching out to people. It's one of the easiest ways to do it is on your phone or on your iPad when you're just sitting there. It might be with a coffee and you're sending out, say, 10 connection requests every day. Now, in my experience, for every 10 that you send out, maybe 3 or 4 of those people will actually make an actual connection. They'll accept your connection request. So it's not like everyone is going to, but 3 out of 10, that's 30 out of 100. That's better than just waiting for other people to send them to you, because believe me, that will happen very slowly in most cases. Now, if people do send you a connection request, generally I'll accept it. Certainly, if I don't know them, I'll accept them. So long as they're in a sort of same industry, my preference is just accepting connections from people who are in Australia or New Zealand, where it's kind of like my area, sometimes overseas from someone, if they're really in related to hospitality. But if they're a real estate developer in Florida, or, you know, a multi-level marketer from Ireland or something, the answer is no. So be fairly open about accepting requests, because you never know who these people know, okay? Also, if you're at a networking event, you know, we grab phone numbers from people, we grab cards or something like that, generally I'll try and follow up with people on LinkedIn afterwards and send them a request. Hey, it was great to meet you. And on the desktop, on the laptop version of LinkedIn, when you send your request, again, to a second degree person, there's an option to add a little note. And if I've actually got a connection, you know, reason for connecting them in that way, I'll just say, hey, it was great to meet you at that Christmas dinner. Be nice to connect on LinkedIn. You can't do that as easily doing it on your phone or your iPad, but it doesn't matter. If you can do it, it's nice. If not, it doesn't matter. And when you've made a connection, well, I do this now once a week, I go through with a little bit of copy and paste, and I send a little, hi, nice to meet you message to everyone. So you've made a connection, and if you go down through all your connections. You can open them up one by one and click on that blue message button. And I send something like, "Hey, Jan, thanks for connecting. It's been quite a crazy year, hasn't it? Hope next year is going to be much smoother and much better for business. Let me know if there's anything I can assist you with. Cheers, Ken." I often mention there too about this podcast and then my weekly newsletter. So a little bit of kind of gentle promotion, but mostly it's just a friendly hello. I think it's really important that we don't just make connections and then do nothing. It's almost like, you know, at a networking event, if someone said, "Oh, hi, Ken, I want you to meet Beverly." And I said, "Hi, Beverly." And then I just turned away. Really? You know, really? Would you do that? Maybe this is a bit of an extreme example, but, you know, if people have bothered to connect or you've bothered to connect with them, see if you can take a little bit further. And I'm really not a fan of that immediate sales pitch. I really dislike that. I don't unsubscribe or disconnect with people, but yeah, it doesn't impress me. So how else can you build your connection numbers? You can watch for content on the LinkedIn timeline, which is a little bit like the Facebook timeline, and just kind of make comments or watch other people who are commenting. And sometimes you'll see there, "Oh, that's interesting. That's a, you know, food service manager in a hotel in Adelaide, that second degree connection, I'll sense, let's connect up because I saw them make a comment or they liked something or other like that." So we're just constantly scanning the other activities on LinkedIn, seeing how that'll go. So we're doing lots of connections. We've been doing some searching. And the third thing I want to talk about is increasing your profile and influence on LinkedIn. And there's some simple ways to do that. I'm guessing that with that camera in your pocket called your phone, you're probably taking quite a lot of photos regularly. I hope you are, of, you know, interesting new shops or interesting ways that a restaurant has set out their seating, or, you know, food displays, or you went to a trade show and you saw lots of interesting new product or something like that. Sharing photos is the easiest way to post. And you can add up to 9 at a time, and 5 of them will show straight up on the post. And the first one you post will be shown as the biggest. So kind of think about the order you do it. And please make sure before you post them, just do a little bit of an edit on those photos so they're really great. You know, chop up the garbage bin that might be on the left-hand side of the picture and click that little magic wand to brighten it up a little bit. Just make sure they're really, you know, great photos. And then all you need is, you know, might be 4 or 5 photos and a sentence or two with a description. So here's one that I did a while back. I went to a new shopping center, which is in an area of Sydney with a very big Chinese population. And I found all these franchise groups and all these shops I had never seen before anywhere else. I could see what they were cooking and what they were serving, lots of good bubble tea and interesting chicken and dumplings and things like that. But this was like a whole new world for me. So I was snapping away like crazy. And I chose the best 9 of those. And I just put it up and said, "Hey, there's, you know, so much interesting stuff to see here. I need to learn more about this." And I do need to learn more about this. But I was just kind of sharing my experience. I got some good comments there. And if there's people that you want to mention, so maybe it's a photo of, you know, a group of people, add their names underneath. And don't forget to add the @ before their name. And that way it'll come up on LinkedIn and they'll be notified that their name is mentioned. And hopefully they'll go in and say, "Hey, it was great to see you," or some other comment. Maybe they'll even share it. You may find interesting articles when you're reading newsletters or blogs or listening to podcasts or something like that. You share a link to those. I do this pretty regularly, try and do it 3 or 4 times a week. This is really what's called curation. You know, it's not necessarily the stuff, well, if you're writing stuff, even better, but it doesn't need to be stuff you've written. It's just stuff you find stimulating or thinking about people that you want to be connected with. I think others would be interested in this as well. So just copy the link and don't just drop the link in again. Write or say one sentence about why this is interesting. You know, this is, you know, good really interesting direction with new point of sale technology. I wonder how long before this kind of starts appearing in mainstream QSR, et cetera, question mark. So again, what you're doing is not just sharing the link, but you're also having a point of view. And that's just that extra little step that a lot of people don't do, I think, when they're sharing is, it's like, well, do you agree with it or do you not agree with it? They just drop it there and say, this is what's happening. You don't have to have an opinion on everything, but try and be a little more opinionated sometimes. And then, of course, as I mentioned, you know, there's people who you're connected with, you'll start to see stuff on your timeline and do a thumbs up or the applause if it's really good, or just make a comment or something like that. And see, that way people start to take notice of you, that you're, and when you post stuff on the timeline, they will see it as well. So this is important about the content. It's just like Facebook. Just because you post something on LinkedIn doesn't mean the people you connected with are going to see all of it. LinkedIn, because otherwise they'd be swamped. LinkedIn is filtering it out and giving people what it thinks is the most relevant for you. So if you've started to like someone's posts because you genuinely think they're good and make comments, it's probably quite likely that they're going to start to see posts and comments that you write, put them up there. So, you know, it's kind of a mutual backslapping thing, I guess, is, you know, as you start to make comments on someone's post, they'll start to see more of what you're doing as well. So LinkedIn rewards activity as you start to be more regular, commenting or liking a few times a week, they'll start to show more of your stuff. And they'll also start to see the type of stuff you most want to see. And if you're starting to see stuff that you don't agree with, you know, three little dots on the top right, you can say, you know, don't want to see this anymore. Of course, there's lots of ads there as well. It can be a little bit annoying if it's really, you know, not the stuff you want to see. Again, click on the three little dots and say not interested, and they'll start to filter that out as well. So I hope this has been helpful. I find LinkedIn personally really useful. So simple things to get started on. Improve your profile, your personal profile, you know, everything from photos to that headline and the summary about who you are, sharing some numbers and sharing your enthusiasm, make it easy to contact you, expand on your experience, not just a list of where you worked before, but a few sentences about each of those. Start to get into a regular habit of reaching out and making connections with people. Try and get to 1,000 connections, you know, within the next few months. It's not too hard to do that, but you got to just do it regularly and then start to increase your influence and start to be noticed more often by sharing photos, sharing articles you've noticed, even something maybe you've written or some work achievements or, you know, new reports or something that have come out, and watch and comment on what's happening on your timeline. Okay, so I'll in the show notes, you'll find I've got links to articles on these topics if you want to read as well as listen. And don't forget to connect with me, Ken Bergin, B-U-R-G-I-N. You'll find me there and look forward to continuing the conversation. Thank you. Thanks for joining me. I hope you're feeling inspired after listening to this episode. You'll find the show notes and links for today's episode on your podcast app, and look for the link at the top of the hospo-reset.com website. Don't forget to subscribe to the weekly Hospo Reset newsletter and connect with Ken Bergin on LinkedIn and on Twitter.